Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Are you radiant by design? Because that's what this show is all about. It's a design show. We want you to design yourself. This week on Paradigm Shifters, which is my other show, this is Veronica Antwistle, for those of you who just tuned in for the first time. But this week on Paradigm Shifters, we reran a show with our wonderful fellow, Joe Vitale. There's another Joe that's very famous, and I went blank. I guess I must be excited to talk to you all because I go blank periodically. Anyway, he was talking about Ho'onoponopono, which is that wonderful Hawaiian prayer system for radiating, for helping and healing by consciously sending vibrations through planned prayer intention. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I think it goes in a different order, but I suspect it doesn't matter which order is in. So, for example, in radiating by design or radiating consciously, how you speak, the words you use, and your intention are, we know this, but I'm emphasizing it tonight, that your words and your intention behind them are huge vibrational gifts out into the world, or they're huge vibrational downloads of suppression. One of the things I love about internet radio and about BBS, something I thought about many, many years ago when I was teaching school, is that, and it's been a long time, trust me, since I was teaching school. This was in the 60s. And I remember looking at all the kids, and at the time the space shuttles were going off, and my little boys, I was teaching grade 4, and I had mostly boys, and I loved that class. They were so much fun. They used to get up in the middle of the night to watch the shuttles take off, and they were just so alive in space and all that. But I used to hear them quote whatever came out in the media. And I remember thinking at the time, we need to find a way to interact with media. We need to find a way to actually participate in the information that's going out. Sure, there's some factual things. There are things going on that they're not going to take a survey on. They're going to tell us what's going on.
But what's really interesting, we're talking about radiating by design, and our very radiance, our very connection came apart. I wonder what that means. It must be radiating the wrong design at this point. Or maybe you are, or maybe we are. So we need to really build up our love and our respect and sending out to one another morsels of vibrational upbeat, morsels of vibrational upliftment that we can send out into the collective and change our reality. Remember, reality is a very funny thing that is different for you than it is for me. And if you want to manifest, you want to change your reality. That's literally what you're doing when you're manifesting. You're imagining, you're designing with your mind and with your heart and with your intention to move your energies upwardly in the world and see, assuming you're manifesting on a higher level. So what's really interesting is we're always manifesting, aren't we? If you've had nothing but bad luck, you're manifesting it, and you can change that around by going inside and really radiating a very high, a much higher frequency energy. Going back to Joe Vitale and Ho'onopono, I don't even say it right, Ho'onoponopono, going back to Joe Vitale's show in Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night, you can get that on the podcast if you want. He was talking about Hugh Lynn, I think is the name, the doctor who developed this system of healing, and he was working in a very severe mental health hospital, and he healed, supposedly anyway, he healed a lot of patients that no one ever expected to get better. And all he did was focus on who each one of them was, and he didn't actually even meet them. He just looked at their records, and he really held that consciousness of who that person was and said, I thank you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. And he said that over and over again, meaningfully, not just blah, blah, you know, like you do dutiful things. But he said it meaningfully and directed to each of those patients. And the patients got well. And the people who hated working there because everybody was so dire decided to stay there. And it was a really amazing, miraculous experience. Now, what's interesting about that is in talking to a lot of people, I mean, you can do that and I can do that. And it is a reminder that as you send out your words and you send out your intentions to other people, it's really remarkable what can happen with them. They can actually be lifted and their lives improved because you're manifesting for them or you're intending it for them. And by the same token, when we're really judgmental or critical and confining people's reputation in the box that we have somehow designated, right, we can cause a lot of problems. And I think all the people, all of you listening to Radiance by Design, are really keen on not causing problems, but actually enhancing the peace and love qualities, the grateful qualities, the manifestation qualities of life on this planet. Everything we've studied in ancient tombs will say that no matter how awful the life experience is around here, sorry, I'm getting messages. I'm on my cell phone, so it's a little distracting, I think. So anyway, you can make a huge difference on the planet. You can and I can. So let's do that together, and let's practice doing that. I was actually doing a reading. You know, if you call in and we're talking about your name is Fred and you're talking about Mary Lou Doodlehead or something, we can actually be talking about her, and I know this in my work, that we go right in and we can experience the energies of her and we can really help her, that a lot of people will feel better even though they don't know we're talking about them. I've experienced that more and more in my work these days, and it's really a very exciting thing. So let's all do, and talking about energy and radiating by design, let's all do connect to do a coherent vibrations means that you and I are going to, together through our meditation, radiate consciously and build a very strong, coherent field. And in that field, it's easier for people to be much more vibrant and much more high frequency. So join me as we do a common meditation. I really want you to do this. And then, guess what? I want you to call in. I want to talk to you over the air on my funny little cell phone, even though we've missed some of our call tonight. So let's do, let's do the vibrational, I wonder if we should do the, okay, so let's do building our sacred geometrics. We haven't done that for a long time. I don't think we have anyway. So let's everybody take a couple of deep breaths. And call above your head, call in the presence of a golden ball, and below your spine, the presence of another golden ball. And we're going to drop a filament of light, a gold one, from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And now we're going to drop a pyramid, a four-sided pyramid, from the upper golden ball, okay, down to about waist height. And then upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid, but it's upside down. And when you put the two together, remember you've got this filament of light running down through you and through from ball to ball that runs right through this two-pyramid construction you're in. And it gives you a diamond shape all around you, doesn't it? And inside that, create a crystal ball, and it touches the edges of your diamond shape. And inside of that, there's you. And you're in a star tetrahedron, or like a three-dimensional Star of David. And I want you to start spinning and spinning and spinning in your diamond shape, in your double tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin. Now remember, this star is the shape of your own light body. It's your Merkaba. It's the shape of your own light body. And I want you to spin and spin and spin. Because if you and I were talking about changing dimensions or we're changing manifestations, either or is literally shifting the energy, change the energy, change the reality. So if you can spin and spin and spin in this and become more and more aware of your own field and frequencies around your body, good, and spin and spin and spin, pay attention to those frequencies around your body. Good. Now, as you're spinning and spinning, take a look in front of you. And in front of you, see a magical screen. You're going to be in the business of making a movie. Okay, and on that magical screen, we're going to make a little movie of you becoming what it is you want to become. And I want to be multidimensional. I want to be consciously multidimensional. I've told you that a ton, right? What is it you want to be? Yeah. And you know, when I'm saying that, I want to be consciously multidimensional, and I'm in these structures of spinning star tetrahedron and in the big diamond and all that. You don't have to get it all right. Just get some of the structure going. And as I see myself and I see myself becoming what it is I want to become, my body is just buzzing like mad. Is yours? There you go. I want you to be feeling the frequencies as you see yourself in a state of becoming, unobstructed, becoming. Remember, we can be way more powerful than we think we can. Now wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And the second one is you creating a project that you can hardly wait to finish or to have created, not just finish. We're going to create the project and see in manifestation all the pieces, all the money, all the time, all the people flowing to you. Absolutely, you can't stop the magic. All the pieces flowing to you so that your project will get completed. There you are. And when it gets completed, ooh, you're so happy. And then pause for a minute and see all the bits and pieces, all the resources, the time, the money, the people, the location, the self-joy, the enthusiasm. See all of that flowing to sustain your project as long as it is ideally sustained. Wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and now we're going to bring in your guides and angels, those wonderful beings of light and truth. We all have this amazing group of beings around us. Call in the ones that are especially good at healing. And we're going to have that team stand around the healing table in your galactic healing center. Okay? And the first person to jump on the table for healing is you. And what is it you want healing about? I'm lying on my table and I know exactly what I want it to be about. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to tell you. Do I want you to see my vulnerabilities? Some of you already do, right? So I'm lying on the table and I'm asking. I have a feeling, okay, I'll tell you the truth. I have a feeling bothering me today of faith. I'm not sure I have faith in what I'm either hearing or stepping forward to do at this point. And I'm like, okay, I know it's just a gap in faith, and I know it can be changed. So I'm laying on the table, and I'm telling my guides and angels, as if they didn't know, to please work with healing that. And they are. I can feel it already. My body is just buzzing like mad. What are they working on with you? But you're going to phone in and tell me, right? Good. And now wrap that in light. When you can feel the presence, remember, we all have the divinity within. So when you can feel the presence pulsing through you and you can feel the response to the questions you're asking for help with, just wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And now on the second table, we have the table replicates itself and the team replicates themselves. And you bring in someone who needs help. Who is it that needs help here? Okay, I'm seeing, oh my gosh, I'm seeing somebody who's got a physical problem that's really difficult. I guess this person has like a fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue kind of thing. Just feeling hot and sweaty and is gaining weight and is just despairing that things are just impossible to heal. Okay, and now we're asking the healing group who's standing around the table if they will help this one with her pain and suffering. But it's interesting because it's important that she get right to the root of what the problem is. We don't have to do that. We're handing it over to the healing team, and we're handing it over to the present, which pulses within her. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Now wrap that in light. Good. And we'll move that over to the side. And now who are we bringing in? We're bringing in several people who have here a tremendous sense of kind of a lack of faith, that there's huge financial losses. And there's waiting and waiting. There, I can see three of you now. We've got three different tables. Financial losses and then waiting and waiting for this potential ship to come in and wondering when the heck it's going to come in. Now, if we create our reality, we're holding within ourselves some very deep problematic attitudes, whether they're fears or expectations or whatever. Now, I'm asking each one of these people, because here's what the team seems to be doing, is pulling on some beliefs. Two of these are women, and one of them has some tremendous beliefs sort of sitting on a ledge in her belly area, which, as you know, is housing the subconscious. And it's as if she's working on it right now, actually. So they're saying that it really helps if you can get with whatever is the emotion. Another one has got it right through her legs and her shoulders, as if her body, energy body, has gotten concave or is holding way back inside, and it's not able to hold her up in the legs. I can feel this incredible energy gap up through the middle of her body. And her legs feel very wobbly. So I'm going, she's not trusting the support, and she's holding way back. And also around her is a very defensive energy pushing it away. Now the male person here is feeling extremely angry and irate, and extreme sensitivity at a deep level is also pushing away what he wants. He's stubbornly holding on to being okay and able to handle things. But in that holding pattern, and all of us need to think about this, wherever we have a holding pattern, there is an energy, it is an energetic statement in your body mind. And that holding pattern can have a lot to do with whatever staves off your manifestation. Isn't it interesting? So that our healing group is working on each one of these people, right? And I'm seeing motion in each one of them. And now we're going to wrap each one of them in light, and I'm going to ask the healing team to work on a number of you who are out there in the audience. Good. And to allow, and they're sending a scouring kind of light. Allow yourself to feel a scouring kind of light moving up through you and helping dispense with holding back energies of any kind. Holding back. Back to the people in the mental hospital who were terminal people. They were there for years and years and years. Can you imagine the holding and the identity that they were holding on to with themselves, which gave them no room to unravel, to step out of a very difficult identity, right? So just having this fellow, somebody else said recently, well, it's fine for him because he was a very high being who was placed on this planet with a lot more of that energy available to him. I think we can always have it, but some people are born with it already intact, so that what he sent out to these people literally vibrated a freedom from a lot of the complexities that they had stored in their energy bodies and in their brain pattern. Remember, change the energy, change the reality. So let's wrap that in light, wrap yourselves all in light. And now we're going to move into what we call the global one. Take a deep breath. And now call in this beautiful, it's kind of an orangey, pinky, yellow light coming in from the universes. Remember, the universes are downloading some tremendous energies these days. I think the Bhagavan says that there's a golden light that the universe is going through, a shower of golden light, which is going to make a huge difference. And I go, well, that sounds so wonderful. But I do know this, as an intuitive, I can feel and see huge changes in energy coming in through the universes. And one of the things about you and I is if we can draw that in consciously, again, with intention, we can vibrate at a much higher level. And that will very much improve our manifestation. So bring it in. Bring it in through the top of your head, down your body, swing it round and round in your heart, and then shoot it down your arms, out your hands. And then let's see ourselves as it's spraying out of our hands, see yourself patting various parts of the planet with this amazing healing energy that you're conducting through your body as if you were a musical instrument or as if you were a beautiful hose or something, you know, and you're sending it to all these different places in the world where there's unrest, where there's Ebola, where there's wars, where there's greed out of control, where there's all this incredible fracas going on. Yeah. Because we're, as a species, we're trying to incorporate some of these higher frequency energies, but I think actually a lot of times people push against them because they think they're losing security, which of course we are, because what we're doing is redescribing security. Security is going to be a lot more flexible to us than it's ever been before. So let's keep drawing this light round and round and send it all around our planet. We've patted all the places that are a lot of trauma. That's right. And sick and violent and poor. Good. And nutritionally destroyed. And the planet's parts that are destroyed and the beautiful animals. And we're just surrounding our planet with healing, loving, intentional energy fields that can help restore health and restore possibility where it seems so hopeless at times, until the whole planet is pulsing with this amazing pink, orange, and yellow energy. That's it. And have it go round and round and come back up into your hands, up your arms, swing round and round in your heart, shoot up through your neck, your consciousness itself, because we're changing it right now, shoot up through your head and out into the great central sun. Good. Back down through the top of your head, shoot through your body and down into the core of the earth. Now I want you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. Jump into your star tetrahedron, spin and spin and spin. And then I want you to call me, call in and tell me what's going on in your life. I'm hoping you're going to call in, Aaliyah, and tell us that we're making any difference in your world. The girl with a great deal to give the planet. And she found herself in a bit of a, I guess I would say a stuck place, and is getting tired of it. And I'm looking at you going, I hope you can feel the changes because they're coming to you and your energy is looking a lot different right now. Now let's pick on some other people out there. Who else can we pick on? Okay, so there's a man here who's, I can't quite tell what's wrong. It seems like you have something in the neck and shoulder, perhaps the left shoulder, and you're feeling hopeless and you're holding back because somehow you think you're too old. You're not too old. Hello, I'm way older than you, and I'm launching a whole new beginning. But I'm seeing you, and we're just going to look at you. And I see you holding back. I see you prone, a little bit prone to headaches. Yeah. And you've got something about your shoulder and neck, which is very, very uncomfortable and painful. Now think of your shoulders as responsibility. Think of your neck as consciousness of self. And think of your body energies as spiraling up through your body, mind, right? Spiraling up, pulling information from every experience you have and either transforming it or just laying it like slathering parts of your body with leftover feeling, right? We don't want to do that. We want to spiral it up, spin it through your body. Spin it up. There you go. Because when I look at you, sir, I see you as somebody who is actually going to come into bloom, but the holding back is preventing you from that. The holding back is instead of coming in to bloom, you're holding back and feeling like, like a failure, like giving up, like what's the point? Things have been hard for you. But I want to say this. Even if we're, you know, there's something about life that is, even if we're dying, you know, not that you're dying, but I'm just saying, even if you're dying, there's something huge to be gained about releasing the holding, about releasing, about self-discovery and releasing what we thought we knew about ourselves. How do we release it? Call it up and feel it. Lately, I've been discovering, I've been on a new quest of self, always about me, you know, and discovering more and more ways in which I hold back, partly because I'm really sensitive. Years ago, somebody said, poor Veronica, she doesn't know whether to be a go-go dancer or a nun. And and when you think about that, there's whole aspects of the nun that would hold back from participating in society in certain ways. Anyway, that's me. The other part is wants to have fun and play and get with the whole program. So discovering those fields deep within oneself, and I want to ask you, and I'm thinking of this gentleman, but I'm also seeing a number of you that hold back in life, cautious. Okay, and the guides are going, some of you are trying to get it right. Trying to get it right. Sometimes all it is releasing. Stop with the trying to get it right and just keep releasing and releasing because that's really what's going to help you. Those spiraling lights that go up through us, I call them spiraling lights because when I first opened up, I suddenly started seeing inside of people their own style of spiraling lights. And when you pull, we talked about this gentleman holding back and so on and having problems with his shoulder and with his neck, and there's a lot about responsibility, which I think makes a lot of people hold back because I'm responsible for being normal, at least till my kids grow up or whatever. And normal isn't always who we are, right? So, when I call it spiraling lights, I'm going, then you'd be able to take the confinement off of the red chakra and off of the orange chakra. You're going to take what I perceive as confinement, meaning patterns that reproduce themselves over and over. You're going to take those off and allow those lights to spiral up, sending the morsels of wisdom and experience up through all the machinery of your chakras, vibrationally going from one to the other, building a more and more whole wisdom than you would have had otherwise. It's very interesting. And when you release, when you're just releasing holding, guess what? Things really pick up speed inside of you. Isn't that exciting? That's less work than if you're really kind of trying to do something right. Just pick a thing and dump it. Pick a thing and release. And start with holding patterns. Holding patterns are great. Or go into fears. Fears are really important. Bring them up. What are you afraid of? Pick little things, big things, anything that's on your mind. Pull it up and feel it. Okay, now I'm looking at this woman here who's, you're really lovely. You're very delicate. I think you're a singer. She has a beautiful, beautiful throat. Oh, goody, you're on the air. I'll finish this one after. I'm really glad you called in.
Oh, thank you. That's the first time I'm calling in. Hello.
Oh, hi. What's your first name?
Springer, like Spaniel the dog. Springer.
Oh, well, welcome to the show, Springer. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. I had no idea. I just stumbled upon and you and the show, and there's such a thing. I just stumbled and then to the meditation. And I felt it, and I think I'm the one who
mentioned this. I hate to say this, but I can't hear you very well. Your phone's going in and out.
Oh, no. Can you hear me now?
You're better there. Stand in that spot.
Am I? Okay. I'm not moving too much. I try not. Where should I begin?
You're doing pretty well. Can you throw a question at us?
I'm not sure I have a question, but I like, this is the first time I've called. I've stumbled upon your show. I felt like I was the one with the sitting on the edge in my stomach, and I did start working on it, and then you said, oh, that person's working on it. And
oh, that's great.
How can I continue to go into this process?
One of the things that one
kind of a hello?
Yeah. What's wonderful about you is that your energy is, you've been working on yourself, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, because your energy is quite movable. And there's some, okay, so how can you work on yourself? I'm saying go inside. And there's a lot around your belly area and your, remember the belly houses, the subconscious? And
mm-hmm.
to focus, just focus in there and ask to feel, I want to say your mother's fears. Can you do that? Let's everybody do that. Go inside your belly and ask to feel all the fears that come from your mother. They're not even your own, Springer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I do that with you, I feel a real vibration going on. It even goes down my legs. So that's either coming from a number of people working with us or yours. Can you feel anything in your legs when we do that?
No, I just feel it larger in my stomach.
Okay, so just exaggerate it. Whatever starts coming out, exaggerate. Sometimes I jump up and down and go, I want the whole thing. Come on, come on. At least makes me laugh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And yours has quite a connection now to the small of your back and also to the sternum. So there's something about the process that you're working on that really works with the whole you see? Mm-hmm. Okay, here you go. Mm-hmm. Can you feel your stomach just changed a little, didn't it?
Oh, yes, it did. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want to be when you... I want to tease you a little bit. What do you want to be when you grow up, Springer? There's a big change coming up, isn't there?
Oh, yes. I'd really... whatever spirit brings to me, I'm ready.
Well, I think you're going to change
jobs. I don't really have
anything
in particular.
Are you working?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you work?
I couldn't hear you. Do I
Are
work?
You
I'm, I'm trying not to really work. I'm waiting right now for a rental to fill, and that will free me then to do whatever I'm guided to do.
Oh, well, that must be it, because I just see a huge change coming up. But it's funny, because if you mm-hmm. know, this is funny. We're going to share this with other people, too. If you've got it, if you're trying to fill a rental, then the more clearing you mm-hmm. do, the more quickly the rental will come, and the better it will be.
Okay.
So that's the fun part, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you have somebody coming very soon, actually.
Oh, great! Thank you.
Did you write a book?
I need to know how to find you. Did I write a book?
Yeah.
No, but I, in a sense, am part of a book, I suppose. It's called Solar Lunar, Solar Lunar Consciousness of the Light or something like that. I was a little bit part of that process.
Oh, well, that sounds good. So you need to know, what did you say, I need to know how to be in touch?
Yes, as I mentioned, I only just stumbled by this via an email, and I started listing some things on my eBay store, and I was going to listen, and then I dropped everything I was doing and when I heard you, and now I don't know where to find you. I just saw a phone number for some other guest that was on your show and called in the phone number, so that's why if I sound lost, that's because I have no clue of where I am, you know, trying to find you.
Well, okay, well, I'm at Veronica Entwistle, ENTWISTLE.com, VeronicaEntwistle.com. Of course, that starts with the
okay.
W, but you have, and that's my information, and you're on BBS Radio, which I think you know. Do you know that?
I do know. I'm on BBS Radio. That's what it clicked over to, yes. But
I just have to say, you are a very delightful, of course, we all are in a way, but you have a very delightful soul's journey, and the faster you practice some of this stuff, the more you're going to unfurl. You're an amazing woman.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for giving me chills all through my body. Just happened. Woo! Thank you.
So I'm super glad that you called in, and I thank you for your call.
Right.
Now I'll carry
thank
on.
Thank you
and
so much.
On.
Bye-bye.
All right, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So that was a wonderful call. So who else is out there that I can pick on? Yeah. I'm picking on a couple of men. There's a couple of men I'm seeing. One of them is very, very hesitant. I think he knows I'm talking about him too. Hesitant and sensitive, and is mixing kind of anger and a softer feeling. It's quite interesting. He's got a deep, I want to say there's a heart affliction. Now, maybe we could all do this also, because I want to say to you, sir, the way you hold, we talked about holding energetically, the way you're holding your emotions, you're suppressing your heart. It's literally physically like that. We're literally holding the heart, which is a muscle, in a tight way because we don't want to be vulnerable and we don't want to be squishy and emotional. And I'm saying to you, be squishy and emotional, at least in snippets of time, because the way, meaning, give yourself a few minutes to say, I need to feel all that emotion, because the way you're suppressing your heart is not good for you. You understand? You're a strong, wonderful, viable being, but don't suppress your heart. Because once again, let me see, I'll do two things here. I want to remind you that if you're feeling lonely and you want to bring someone to you, or you want to share who you are, even just generally and socially, you can't suppress your heart, because the radiance of who you are is what catches the people and brings them in. It yards in, it manifests the kind of social environment that you would prefer. I love that for you, because you're the kind of man that people will really enjoy. You're quite funny. You're quite sentimental. But you're just so darn guarded. So drop the guard if you can help it. because back to the heart, for all of you, when the heart is allowed to really express, like to really feel the joy of being out there, it actually sets up a radiance like our coherent meditation does. It sets up a radiance that actually protects you. Yeah. Remember all the stories about how way back when with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and all the TMers did that meditation for 3 months around the White House or around that part of Washington, and then all kinds of crime and alcoholism, all that stuff dropped radically. Because in the vibration that we're consciously sending out at a higher level, reality changes. People feel less defensive. People feel more safe being vulnerable. People don't have to bash each other over the head just to be safe. So I'm seeing you, sir, and I'm going, maybe you'll call in because that would be just delightful. But you have a whole world around you that you can create. If you will, and this is one more exercise about the heart, I want all of you to breathe into your heart. If you will let your heart reveal to you how tense it is and release it. You know how to release muscles in your tummy. You know how to release your sternum. You know how to release all kinds of seemingly involuntary muscles, because they do volunteer if you let yourself energetically tune in. So I really want you to practice. So let's everybody take a deep breath and go in and experience your heart. And let it have sadness or let it have tension. Whatever it is, I want you to experience it because it's wanting to tell you how it feels. That's right. That's good. And you'll notice other parts of your body talk when you do experience the tension in your heart. And now, like, talk to it very gently, back into your heart. Talk to it gently. Say, I can feel your sadness or your anger. And I can feel that vulnerability of your heart, of your love. Yeah. And the things that we feel that make it contract, we're going to release those right now. Good. And just squish it with light. Yeah, and that's kind of fun. It's funny, when I practiced this years ago, I used to practice it just for fun, and found myself, at nighttime, I'd lie in bed, and I would run through my body to release tension. And then when it came to the heart, it would release like this. It would go, as if you could really hear any of the air and the holding that was in it. You have that capacity too. And I really want you to do it because back to the guy that I was picking on at the beginning, he would really like to have a relationship. I don't think you've had a relationship for a long time, sir. And yeah, I won't pick on you and give your description here because this isn't match.com, but you have the kind of nature that should be sharing. You're a very sharing person by nature, but you're kind of afraid of that quality in yourself. So I'm saying to you, remember to feel the holding in your heart. Pay attention to the other parts of your body that talk to you. And then you, when you release it, when you command total release of it, you're going to find it much easier to attract a partner. I'm telling you. And then you have to phone in and tell me, or at least email me, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle. Love to hear what happened. So let's see who else we can pick on. Let's see now. If we look at somebody like, I was thinking of somebody famous. I guess we could talk about Robin Williams, although that's a lot, isn't it, for us right now. No, I think I'll just pick on some of the people. What we should do is send Robin Williams light. Here's the other thing about sending and having a focus. When people die, I heard somebody say recently that everything is just completely light once you cross over. But you know, that isn't my experience. My experience, and I see an awful lot of people on the other side, they come and they get me to do something, or they get me to be an interlocutor, someone who is the bridge between someone left behind and some business that they didn't complete, or they, so they do healing work, and I've learned a lot about healing work on both sides of the veil. If you lose someone and there's a real restriction between the two of you, one of them's angry at the other, or one of them abused the other, or whatever, there is a great possibility of, in the right connection between the two of you, and absolutely acknowledging the feeling, sort of like we're doing right now, both people pick up speed. Both people can be healed and released. And that includes the one on the other side. So when it comes to Robin Williams, for example, wonderful people like that who, in pain, left us all, and he's been grieved more than most people will ever experience, I think, because he really knew how to go into the human feeling and really take us out of the depths of it and help us feel the laughter and so on. He really is really a master on human emotions, I think, but he could use us, everybody, to send light to him and send understanding and send Godspeed and send freedom and send blessings that he released, any holding that he carried as well. That sounds hokey, but I promise you that if you keep doing that sort of thing, you will feel so much freedom from people who have died as well. So let's pick another person. Let's see. I'm going to pick on, I want another man here. Let me see. I'm looking at several of you. Okay. Oh, boy, my goodness. Some of you men especially have a terrible time with sensitivity, don't you? Because I see this guy hopping from one foot to the other. He's probably a little older than middle age, or he's middle age. I'm not really sure. But he is so typical from a lot of men that I know, where he has been, the identity. Now, here's another big important thing. In this history, in this time in history, most of us have to shift our identity a lot. In the olden days, when you get to be a millwright or a doctor or a lawyer or an Indian chief or whatever, that's what you are, right? In this lifetime, my gosh, it's different. People can be a doctor and then a lawyer and then an Indian chief, for heaven's sakes. You can be all kinds of different things. But you can't really, in this life, and I think this is what's transformational, you can't really perch and lean your elbow up against your reputation as being one thing or another, as well as we used to be able to. One of the greatest things about growing into a higher frequency being is you must really drop off some of the ways in which you've described yourself so that you would get along in the world over and over again. Many people have had to do it. You notice that? How many people have been, like I said, a doctor, a lawyer, how many people have been in construction and then in medicine and then in teaching and then in, all these different things, have been a parent, have been a grandparent. Then you start all over again and you're a world traveler and an adventurer, and you don't have the same adherence to the kinds of identities that we used to use as really like a success or failure, you know? It's really interesting, isn't it? So I'm seeing this guy who's really lost something about his position in life, and is really at a loss, because I'll tell you what you're suffering from, or at least it seems to me, is that you've got an indecision about who are you if you're not described by that professional existence that you lived. Who are you? And I see you, you're quite handsome, you've been quite successful in a lot of ways, but you're kind of lost inside. Who am I? And I'm saying back to those spiraling, colorful lights that move up through our chakras, or the coloring lights that come up from the chakras. I don't know. I just see the spiraling lights going right up through the middle of us. And I don't always find that my intellect is the place to go for intelligence. But anyway, if you allow, if you lose the identity, the professional identity that you had, for a number of years that, in quotes, made you successful, but your life has changed, so you no longer can lean your elbows up against that particular definition or that particular home or that particular mortgage or that particular IRA, I'm sorry. That if you can clear a lot of those identities, because you've got a really beautiful spiritual light, if you can clear a lot of those identities, just drop them like pieces of driftwood left over from some kind of broken ship or something, you'll find that the light, those coloring spirals, will move up, bringing up more details of more aspects of your identity as you realign yourself with a very, very changing reality. I would say keep clearing and releasing and clearing and releasing. Hello, you're on the air.
I didn't want to interrupt. I wanted to hear you finish, but I'll be happy to wait a minute.
Okay. I just want to say that my friend who was very indecisive, the process of clearing and releasing will allow those spirals to lift up new aspects of his gifts and his identity, and his brain will clear up, and your focus as you manifest will really get, your focus on manifesting will really be rewarded. And I can see it happening for you. So there. Now you're on the air. Welcome, welcome. We only have a minute or two, but I'd love to hear you.
Veronica, hi. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
I wanted to say thank you for having Joe on again. And was that a replay, or was that the next program from last time when you were going to have him again? I'm talking about on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it's a replay, but I'm wondering if we didn't get it played. That could have been, eh?
It was on, and I was grateful, but I wasn't sure if it was different.
It was a rerun.
Okay. It sounds like I was feeding back a little bit, and I might have two more minutes. I was going to ask you, when I go into meditation with you, when I can't do the visual part of it, oftentimes what happens is that I blank out, like I'm in some kind of a altered state, but when I come back from it, I don't have an experience of kind of having some understanding of what that was. It's just like I went to sleep, and I would be so curious about what you would have to say about that. That's pretty much what happens to me, being that I can't do the visual, and then I go somewhere, but I'm not aware of where I was.
But honey, you know something is true about you, about a lot of us? You know, we do a lot of our best dreams, our best work in dreams or in altered states. And we don't have to remember them for them to be effective. So what I love is you might not be getting the visuals, but you're traveling, girl, and in that you get lots of freedom and lots of clarity. You have visual problems, don't you?
Well, correct. That's what I said. There's no visual with it. It's just like I go into a time warp. That's what I don't like about it.
But do you feel worse when you come out, or do you feel better?
I feel like better, but I want to know like where I've been. It's not always like that. Sometimes I can be in an altered state and it's different. So I was just curious about what you might have an idea about what that might be, how it would be different from, you know, what an altered state is like sometimes, and you had an experience of it instead of, oh, I wonder if I went to sleep or not.
Yeah, I don't think, first of all, I don't think it matters. Second of all, when I look at your mind and your, what I will still call an altered state, I get these big streams of color and stuff, as if you've got some consciousness going on that separates you from the third dimension. And if you look at it a different way, you could say, well, that just means I get a break from the stuff that my mind is stuck with all the time. So really, that's the goal of all meditations, is to get out of our mind, and that's what you're doing. So I think it should be refreshing.
But I can do. It is.
Go ahead.
But I can get out of my mind consciously. I like when I'm aware, when I have transcended my mind and I'm just in that centered, beautiful beingness place. So it's different than that.
It doesn't. I don't think it matters. What I mean is it doesn't matter, because just because you're not aware of what it is doesn't mean it isn't even a better level. We don't know that. If you look that up, you'll find other people that say that quite a bit. You know, I like that it's triggering something in you, because I think it means that there's some knowing in there, and then you leave your normal frame of reference. And I think over time, if you did it regularly,
it's like no time, and that there's something special about that too.
Very, very. So that honors the process. Now I'm jealous. See?
Oh goodness. Well, thank you, dear, so much.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you. And we have to say goodnight anyway, don't we? All right.
A lot of times I don't call because I treasure every word. I just love to listen to you.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much. And we all love to listen to you as well. So good night, and keep us posted. All right. Bye-bye. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, how wonderful to talk to you all again. I know we're running late. I want you to know that Galexis is coming on Tuesday night, and a lot of you really love them on Paradigm Shifters. This is Veronica saying, write to me, say hello, veronicaentwistle.com, ask Veronica button, say hello. What do you think of when you hear this radio show? What would you like to hear? Much love and good night.